Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And very patchy weather over the weekend has meant very slow progress with the harvest in our MFR area. So far, the weather has not affected crop quality, but how long we can keep saying that remains questionable, given that there's no sign of any prolonged spell of sunshine on the horizon anytime soon. It's making for a firm market as far as straw goes, with £8 to £10 around bale now being the mark, and probably the top end of that for good quality stuff. Now, as you may have heard on the news last week, the British public have finally woken up to the fact that there could be eggs on sale from caged hens after 2012. That's when the ban on keeping hens in cages comes into force in the UK. Some of our European friends are being remarkably slow at converting to free range or even producing barn eggs. But UK egg producers have worked hard to meet the new standards, which come into force in less than 4 months' time. Most major retailers are already committed to selling only eggs produced under the new regulations. But what about those who will carry on supplying imported eggs? And then there's the catering outlets. Where will those eggs come from? Here's free-range organic producer Gordon Whiteford from Highland Eggs to try and clear up some of the confusion.
People don't really understand much about eggs. All eggs by law have to be coded, and very basic. Zero is organic, one's free-range, two is barn, and three is cage. So the very first number in that code tells you the production method. By law, that egg has to be stamped. If it's not stamped, it could be from a cage. You don't know that. You don't believe what it says in the package. You don't believe what it says in the egg. Almost half the eggs, retail eggs in this country, still come from cages. That won't change next year. There's enriched cages. They're just a higher welfare cage, but they're still cages. They're still intensively produced eggs. So there'll still be eggs with code 3 on them. And consumers have to be aware. It's okay to buy a caged egg if you know you're buying a caged egg, but buying a fresh farm egg that you think's free range is not. A fresh farm egg is generally a misconception. It's a caged egg generally. Consumers should definitely check the code in the egg. It's the only way. If you're buying free range, check that there's a 1 on there. If it's organic you're buying, then check there's a 0. It's the very first number. It's followed by UK, the producer number, and then SEO if it's laid in Scotland.
So, make sure there's a stamp on the egg, and then check that number. 0 for organic, 1 for free range, 2 for barn, and 3 for caged. And beware, there'll still be eggs produced in those cages after January the 1st. It's just there'll be bigger cages and they'll be more welfare friendly than they are now. But I'll leave you to go and have a look at the eggs in your fridge. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.